Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about fasting. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan. This month is a very spiritually good month. It's a good chance for us to take advantage of and repent and make repentance and do tawbah. And you know, this is a month has a lot of important distinctions. For example, this is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. It's the month in which we are, as you know, obliged to fast. This is also the month in which the night of ordainment falls, the Laylatul Qadr. Right? So there are a lot of distinctions for this month. And as we said, one of the distinctions of this month is that in this month, we are obliged to fast. And fasting is a very beautiful and a very important act of worship within Islam. And in fact, it is an act of worship that was existed in religions before Islam, even before Islam, appeared. And the act of fasting existed before in other religions. Of course, it didn't have the same form, maybe, as it does in Islam, but nevertheless, it was present there as well. And, you know, along with the ritual prayer, the Hajj, the sacred war, the jihad, and the zakat, the tax, the fast or the psalm is also one of the pillars of Islamic worship and the acts of worship. And, of course, fasting is not something which is specific to the month of Ramadan. Is something that we can do even afterwards. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam alludes to this, and he mentions the reward that we get for fasting outside of the month of Ramadan, and also within Ramadan as well, because you can apply this general rule that the Imam is mentioning to the month of Ramadan as well. The Imam said, fasting for 3 days of every month, meaning the first and last Thursdays of the month, and the Wednesday in between the two, and fasting in the month of Shaban, removes the misgivings in the breasts and the confusions of the heart. Right, so the Imam alludes to the worldly effect. We say worldly, but the effect that we would see from the fast in this world. Here in this hadith, the Imam says that, you know, the various doubts and misgivings that we have in our heart about various things, like, for example, about religious truths, like the existence of God, maybe, or, the Quran, or prophecy, or the hereafter, and these kind of things. A lot of these misgivings and doubts, they can be removed by spiritual purification, right? And by fasting in these days that the Imam specified. You know, if somebody, like for example, a lot of people, even if after reading and investigating into religious truths and reading the convincing arguments that have been mentioned in its own proper place, a lot of people still have doubts regarding these truths. One of the spiritual ways that we can remove these misgivings and doubts and erase them from our hearts is fasting. This is one of the beautiful effects that fasting has upon our hearts and our souls. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the spiritual effects of fasting. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali